I found a way.
Oh, man. You should have warned me. You should have warned me. Jack Garrett war das bei Flux FM mit Weathered. Heute ist er am Abend im Gretchen. Er spielt ein ausverkauftes Konzert und wir haben gedacht, wir laden den mal schnell vorher noch hier zu Flux FM ein, um euch irgendwie noch auf die Gästeliste zu hieven. So, also sage ich erstmal welcome, Mr. Garrett.
Hi.
Welcome to Flux FM. Nice to have you. You've been here before, right?
Yes, I have. I've actually stood in this very spot before.
Yeah. Und dann hat er noch ein ganz klares Danke rausgebracht, weil er mir gerade verraten hat, als ich fragte, sag mal, wie sieht's eigentlich aus mit deinem Deutsch? Ich habe mal Deutsch studiert. So you studied German?
Yes.
Okay, for how long?
I studied German for a couple of years. I
was... Stop. From now on, only in German.
Oh, no, don't do that.
Just one sentence.
No, I can't.
One sentence.
I really wish I could. I know words here and there. The problem is, I did for a little while get quite good at it, and I could have done it. I think I could have been like good at German. I love the language and I'm not very good at learning languages, so I was very happy when I then found German because I could kind of speak it. But I was then given the chance at school to drop German and do more music, and so I ended up doing that.
For how many years or how many years ago was it learning?
Well, that was when I was still at school, so I would have been. So that was about 6 years ago.
Okay.
When I was still at school.
Das ist ja gar nicht so lange her. Also, die Musik hat er doch dem Deutschen bevorzugt. Na gut, da kann man nichts machen. But how? So it was a normal language you could learn in school.
Yes.
To choose between.
Yeah. Like everyone had to learn a language, but I think I was then given the opportunity to do music because I showed a lot of promise in that.
Sehr gut. Verstehst du denn, wenn ich Deutsch spreche? Verstehst du mich?
Nein.
Yeah. You're a cheater. You understand everything, Jack. I'm so disappointed. So, jetzt wollen wir ihn trotzdem weiter auf Englisch ausfragen. You know, they say you're a multi-instrumentalist and also, as we can see, a multitasker. Because when you're on stage, lots of people have seen you in this Flux FM house here. They say he's so brilliant because he uses everything he has on his body to do different things with the right hand, this, with the left hand, this, then the feet, then the mouth. Tell us, what do you do with the different parts of your body?
I have lots of different instruments on stage with me, and I kind of just play all of them at different times and doing different things and stuff like that. So I have a drum pad, which is in front of me, which I play with my right hand and do all my beats on. And then I have a keyboard and I play that with my left hand, and that has like a piano sound on it. It has a bass sound on it, and it has a synth sound on it as well. And I can loop that whenever I want. So I have that available to me if I want to loop up a piano thing and then play some drums a bit. But then I also have a guitar around my neck. And so when I set everything up and everything's playing on its own, I can just back off and play guitar. And at the same time, have a microphone in front of me so I could sing that as well. And then my feet are doing all the pedally bits. And yeah, I'm kind of at full capacity, I think.
And if you record a song tonight and maybe tomorrow or at another concert, the same song, it would always sound different?
Yeah, it sounds different. I have complete control over everything. So there's like a lot of, I think there's a lot of acts that do a similar thing to what I do, or people have tried to do the kind of one person band before. And have usually done it on grid or done it to a click track or something in the background so that they stay in time, or some things are triggered without them having to trigger it. So, you know, like a sample will come on because it's easier. It makes it more, it means the rest of the show is more available for them to do stuff with.
Yeah, but that's nothing for you.
I don't do that. I do everything
live.
Yeah, everything's in my control. So if something goes wrong, it's my fault.
Yeah. Does something go wrong sometimes?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The show, I think the reason why the show is actually kind of fun to watch is because I think the audience can see and can understand that I am literally trying to keep everything together. I'm just trying to hold all the parts in the right place. And it's fun because it means they want it to go well, but when it does go wrong, everyone then understands, I think. Or at least when it has gone wrong before, people have understood.
Again, modest.
Yeah.
Electronic soundscapes and the way what they can do with you also emotionally, that's a little bit your thing. Is your voice the cherry on top of it all, or do you create emotionality only with music, or is the voice very important part as well?
The voice is a very important Because everything is electronic, it's difficult to create genuine emotion out of it. So even though I am in control of everything, I only have a certain set of like skills really available to me. So like my keyboard, for example, I can play things softly and I can play things loudly, but for the audience to really understand the emotion behind that, they need to see the emotion that goes into it. So it's not just important that my voice, therefore, is... Because my voice is one of the only, like, analog instruments. It's only one of the organic things happening on stage, that and my guitar. And so because of that, I use my body a lot more to really show the emotion. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I'll sing with real emotion and it is very important to do that. But more than anything, like a lot of people comment on how my body kind of convulses. And I dance when I'm on stage and I have a good time and kind of that's kind of as important as showing emotion through the songs. It really helps the audience kind of get on my side. Yeah, me being able to just like flail my arms around when things are going crazy and be really, you know, inside myself when things are very romantic or very emotional. Yeah.
So the real Jack Garrett experience we have only live when we see live on stage, probably.
Yeah, then. I mean, on record, I put the same amount of work and the same amount of emotion and intensity into my recordings, but when I play it live, that's where I really connect with it. Like when I make a song and when I do a recording and it gets released and it's put out to the world, I've done everything I can do with it. Mm-hmm. I can't change it anymore. Yeah. I can still change the song, but I get to do it live.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I get to give people something that I know that they know, but in a kind of different way.
Deswegen ist es auch so toll, wenn ihr ihn heute Abend live sehen könnt, denn es geht ja bei ihm vor allen Dingen um diese ganzen, sagen wir mal, elektronischen Landschaften, die man bedienen kann, mit denen man Emotionalität und Gefühle hervorruft und dann kommt noch seine Stimme eben als sozusagen Sahnehäubchen obendrauf und er sagt auch, ja, die Songs, die ich fertig habe, an denen kann ich nichts mehr ändern, aber wenn ich auf der Bühne stehe und dann nochmal ja auch meinen Körper dazu bewege und mein ganzes Gefühl da reinlege, wie er auf einer Seite die Maschinen sozusagen bedient und dann auch noch dazu singt, das ist dann nochmal die absolute Jackie Garrett Experience. Und die sollt ihr heute Abend natürlich erleben. Wir wollen euch gleich auf das ausverkaufte Konzert schicken. Hören erstmal noch einen Song von Herrn Garrett, nämlich Worry. Bis gleich. Jack Garrett mit Worry. Heute Abend ist er im Gretchen und spielt ein ausverkauftes Konzert. Jerry James wird auch da sein. Das passt auch wie die Faust aufs Auge. Wenn ihr sagt, da würde ich auch gerne dabei sein, dann könnt ihr jetzt anrufen bei Flux FM unter der 030-2000-9000. Ich muss nochmal winken, weil die Kollegen da draußen sehen gar nicht, dass ich jetzt hier schon den Aufruf mache. 030-2000-9000, wenn ihr hinwollt. Die Leitungen sind noch zu. Wir probieren es gleich einfach nochmal. Die sind alle so busy bei uns. See, I'm waving with my hat because I want, you know, people to call, but nobody sees me waving because they're so busy.
No.
Ah, there's someone coming.
Oh, yeah.
030-2000-9000. No, he's not. He's doing something. I'm sorry. Okay. Come in. Markus, kannst du mal den anderen sagen, dass wir gerade die Verlosung gemacht haben und die Hörer jetzt anrufen, dass die Telefonleitung freigeschaltet werden soll? Dankeschön. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So, you are from England, as we know, and
yes.
You have lived in London for a couple of years.
Yeah, for a few years. Yeah.
And you decided to move to Chicago now,
yes.
Which is a great city, but
yeah.
I think that must be also a big transition to just, you know, move to Chicago and then you say, well, I'm traveling all the time.
Yeah. That's pretty much exactly what it is. No, I moved. I moved to Chicago for personal reasons, and it kind of just made sense. It's a fantastic city. I've been there quite a lot, and I really love it there. I love the people there. I love the things that I just the way that city makes me feel is a very lovely, warm, very homecoming kind of feeling. And I've always felt that whenever I've gone. The way that I've always put it is because of my job and because of what I do, because I travel so much, I don't live anywhere. And so because of that, I kind of get to live anywhere I want and also everywhere. So even though I'm paying my rent in Chicago, I've only spent one night there and I've been technically living there for about 3 months.
Oh,
But instead I've, you know, spent
conquering
my time
the world.
Spent my time here in Germany and, you know, we did France recently and I did the rest of America and I've been up and down the UK and And next month, I'm going to hopefully go, you know, to Australia and different, you know, parts of the world that I've never been to before. Like, it's a fantastic... I have so much freedom with this job, and I really, really want to take that opportunity, that kind of freedom. So
yeah, I can see you're enjoying it.
It's an incredible opportunity, and I'm not going to waste it.
Ja, toll. Also er ist zwar nach Chicago gezogen, hat er bislang erst eine Nacht dort wirklich verbracht, hat sein ganzes Zeug dort rüber geschleppt und das wartete auf ihn, aber er ist eben dabei, jetzt gerade die Welt zu betouren und das will er auch genießen und das macht ihm auch richtig Spaß. 030-2000-9000, da sitzt der Marc für euch jetzt endlich am Telefon und nimmt die Telefonate an, wenn ihr heute Abend ins Gretchen wollt und Jack Garrett live sehen wollt. Ein ganz, ganz toller Musiker, der allein auf der Bühne stehen wird und euch sowas von verzaubern wird. 030-2000-9000. So sold out tonight. Is this usual for Jack Garrett when he's on tour?
No. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. It's very strange. It's incredible to come out here. It's amazing to be able to come to a different part of the world and to sell out shows. Like I did a show yesterday in Cologne and that sold out, and the show tonight in Berlin has sold out, and also we had shows in other places that all sold out. Like shows that I was doing in America, they all sold out. Same in the UK. I don't know. I don't expect it to ever happen, and then it kind of happens. Mm-hmm. I still don't really think anyone knows who I am. But people apparently seem to. It's a strange thing. I'm still kind of getting used to. A lot of people say that, you know, when you become a musician, you know, you sign up for people wanting to know about you and stuff. And I totally disagree with that. I don't think you sign up for that at all. But when it happens, it's very strange, but it's very lovely. It's incredible. Yeah. So tonight sold out. It's just absolutely amazing.
Und ihr sollt dabei sein. 030-2000-9000 heute Abend. Jack Garrett on stage. Die Zeit läuft uns leider davon, denn wir haben nur noch 3 Minütchen, dann gibt's schon wieder die Nachrichten. Wir hören einen weiteren Song von Face. Das ist nämlich die neue Platte, die am 19. Februar rauskommen wird. Heute Abend wird er sicherlich diesen Song auch spielen. Breathe Life, you will play this song tonight, right?
Yes.
Good. Confirmation on the other side. Jack, it was a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much for having
me. I could continue, you know.
Forever.
Forever.
Well, I mean, I talk forever, so I'd probably be the one forcing you to.
And we love to listen to you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.